Beyond the Mic with Sean Dillon.
We're joined on the Star Line by film director, Oscar winner, producer, and screenwriter. He has directed Glory, Legends of the Fall, among many films. His New York Times best-selling memoir written during COVID is Hits, Flops, and Other Illusions, My 40-something Years in Hollywood. We welcome author Ed Zwick.
How are you doing, Sean?
Absolutely great, Ed. Let's go beyond the mic. Your life is always going, full of activity, but during the pandemic, everything shut down. You couldn't do anything, and you, like myself, do not handle calm or breaks easily. How did writing this book help your mental state?
It did. I mean, it let me be forward-looking. It was very upsetting to see the world all around me and these people paying a price, but it made me think about everyone that had been a part of this life with me and what they were doing, and suddenly I started to think, well, maybe a way to deal with it all was to examine it and to write about it. And eventually it became a way to reach out to a lot of them too, which is what I found now. I've been able to get back in touch with a lot of people that whose friendship I'd let go fallow.
In this book, you, quote, ended up highlighting what movie making has taught me about life, unquote. What lesson did you leave out?
What lesson did I leave out? Yeah, I left out the fact that you get older. I left out the fact that time somehow seems to start to work itself on you, and that when it's 4:30 in the morning, you go out into the rain and the cold, and you say to yourself, oh boy, I got to really suck it up because I've, you know, maybe lost half a step, but you gain something else. What you gain is a certain amount of mastery and wisdom, and you just keep going.
How has this book freed you from the question directors ask themselves throughout their career of, who am I?
Yeah, well, you often don't know why you've made a movie till after you've made it. And in this case, you don't necessarily know what you were chasing in a career till it's really, you know, really toward its end. And I think that is the question. What I came to ultimately is it had something to do with love. It had something to do with the same passion that I had when I was 12 and 14 and let's put on a show and was working for free and was working for my friends and working to, you know, to express something inside myself. And I think that's probably the closest I can get to an answer.
Ed Zwick, author of Hits, Flops, and Other Illusions, My 40-something Years in Hollywood, joins us beyond the mic for The Rocking Eight. All this is 8 random questions. Answer with the first thing that comes to your mind. There is no pressure.
Okay.
Ed, did it scare you that your first film special bulletin from 1983 on a terrorist and nightmare in Charleston almost seems potential today?
Yeah, I have to say that it came out of a nightmare then, and that nightmare has not gone away.
You've been moved by such skilled actors and actresses in your career. Which one of them shocked you the most?
There's never been a single foot of film that I have shot with Denzel Washington that couldn't be right in the movie.
Who taught you to be free in your creativity?
Boy, I think it was Sidney Pollack.
Wow.
He was a great director who reached out to me, and his whole approach toward film had to do with a certain respect of what actors could bring and a willingness to maybe to allow things to happen that you wouldn't try to control.
You started directing theater when you were 15. What is your favorite Broadway musical of all time?
Oh boy. I was at the opening night of Chorus Line. And I think it's hard to have imagined something that struck me quite as that did.
How about your favorite black and white movie of all time?
Easy. Seven Samurai. Anything that you want to learn about filmmaking is in that movie. It's literally, he was inventing the world in that movie.
You told people you're going to name drop in your book, but how many others could you have dropped?
You know, I worried about that, but the privilege that I've had is to be sort of celebrity adjacent. I was there, I was observing, I was paying attention, I took notes, and they were the people that were defining my life. And I went, okay, I'm just going to go for it. And if they were, you know, if they behaved well, or if they behaved badly, they were doing it, you know, next to a writer.
Favorite topping on nachos?
Favorite topping on nachos? I would say some sort of something that involves jalapenos.
How many notebooks do you have, and do you want the world to see them when you're gone?
I would say probably it's approaching 20. What I've done, frankly, my daughter and my son, they're both writers. My daughter seems particularly interested in them. I think I will bequeath them to her and let her decide what to do with them.
We'll sneak in a couple more. with Ed Zwick Beyond the Mic. Ed, how has Hollywood changed you, and how have you changed Hollywood?
Well, I'm not sure anybody changes Hollywood. I think that Hollywood has become an element of multinational corporations and retail corporations. I think that what film is looked on once that was an art, I think it's now thought to be content. I think it's a product. I think it's pre-planned as a product. I think it's packaged and sold in such a way as people often do before they go to market with a new product. And I think that's a problem, because it just takes away the eccentricity and the iconoclasm of what movies should be.
What's one tip you would tell yourself if you could go back in time when your career first began?
Give less of a fuck.
It's time for One Big Question with Ed Zwick Beyond the Mic. If a young filmmaker takes your book as more than a guide, but a compelling manual, what's the one key thing you want them to remember?
Change your shoes at lunch.
Sidney Pollack taught him to be creative. He loves a chorus line and wants you to read his book, Hits, Flops, and Other Illusions, My 40-something Years in Hollywood. Ed Zwick, thanks for taking the time to talk with us today.
It was fun. Thanks, Sean. Take care.
And that, my friends, is a Beyond the Mic Shortcut. If you're enjoying these conversations, please check out another Beyond the Mic episode to find more actors, artists, and people you need to know. We'd also appreciate a like and subscribe on the Good Pods app.